We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns. And Coach, last night your team takes on North Butler at home. You guys go scoreless in the first quarter, and North Butler able to take a little bit of a lead, 13-6 heading into halftime. Your team came back out and was able to find the end zone, but North Butler scores in the fourth quarter to defeat you last night, 19-14. Coach, tell me about the game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, tough loss for our kids last night. You know, we started out kind of slow, and you know, and it wasn't our best offensive night, and you know, not sure exactly what the reasons for that were. They weren't playing any type of different type of defense or anything that you know, we didn't expect. So you know, started out kind of slow. The first quarter, we were buried deep in our own territory. You know, the whole first quarter, we were able to stop them once inside the five, and then I believe another time inside the 10. So, you know, defensively, you know, we did some good things there. They had a short field most of that first quarter, and we just couldn't get, you know, two or three first downs to help improve our field position. So, you know, they ended up going 13-0 there. And then second quarter, you know, I think we got the ball back with about 2.5 minutes, and Hayden Helgeson hooked up with Alex Manis on a 44-yard pass, and that helped set up a touchdown run by Logan Bacon, and we went for two and you know, didn't get it. So, you know, down by 7.5, and just kind of a little slower paced everything that first half. And, you know, so, you know, going the second half, it was more of a defensive battle. And once again, consistency wasn't really there for us offensively. You know, they made us work for every single yard. But, you know, we came out there and were able to put up, you know, a touchdown there, Hayden Ellingson passed to, once again, Alex Manis, and then we went for two and got it. And, you know, we're up by one, and, you know, that fourth quarter, you know, just some tough circumstances. You know, we had a chance to, you know, around midfield, you know, get a first down and keep the clock going, and we were stopped just short. And then they just put together about a five-minute drive, which – you know, it was just tough. You know, they, with less than a minute to go, they got a first down just by, you know, the nose of the ball. And, you know, if the chains were just a little bit different there, the game's probably over. But, you know, give them the credit, they were able to come out and you know, put a touchdown in there with, I'm not sure, 30, 40 seconds to go in the game. So, tough loss for us. You know, last home game of the year, and, you know, the kids were pretty down after the game. But, you know, we fought hard, played hard, gave great effort. We just, you know, we just weren't, especially on the offensive ball or on the offensive side, just as smooth as we had been the majority of the year. And you know, give them credit. You know, we turned the ball over three times, which is never good. So, yeah, we just came up a little bit short.
And, Coach, kind of a special night at home for your team last night as your team had senior night. What is these seniors, what have they meant to your program?
Well, you know, we have a small group there. You know, I'll start with Brady Hansen. You know, Brady came into high school, you know, very, very talented kid. You know, but just unfortunately for Brady, injuries have derailed his athletic career. And, you know, he started as a sophomore for us on that last playoff team that we had and had a really good season. And, you know, we were all looking forward to two more years of football for Brady and his other sports as well. But unfortunately, over that two-year span, he only played a game and a half. So, you know, tough circumstances for him. But he's a great kid, and you know, hopefully he'll get he's got an ankle injury here that's kept him out the pretty much whole season, and get that squared away. And then a couple of the other seniors, Colin Schmidt and Casey Barrett, they helped us out the last 2 years for Colin, the defensive back and a receiver. And then Casey Barrett just came out this year as a senior. He had some knee issues, I believe unrelated to athletics, that he got taken care of in the last year and a half or two and decided to come out and help us. So certainly appreciate his efforts this year. So, yeah, it's a tough way for those guys to go out, tough way for the team to go out in terms of last home game. But, that's sports, that's athletics. And, the kids will bounce back and they'll be fine, and we'll move forward.
And, Coach, you guys will close out the 8-game regular season with a trip to St. Ansgar on Friday night. The Saints have had an up-and-down season, some ups and some downs. What do you know about St. Ansgar? What are you expecting on Friday night?
Well, they're St. Ansgar football, which is run the football, be physical, tough in the trenches, and, that's what they do. And, I know they had a tough night against West Hancock, but, everybody has a tough night against West Hancock. So, they're just going to smash-mouth football in St. Ansgar. Here we are. Here's what we're going to do. Doesn't matter that you know what we're going to do. See if you can stop us. So, they're just a big, strong, physical team, and they're going to do what they do. And, we're a little bit beat up as well. Missing one of our two-way starters last night, and then we had a little bit of an injury later in the game, so hopefully that's not too serious. But, we'll just have to see Monday morning how everybody's feeling and that type of thing, and prepare for the Saints.
All righty, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck against St. Ansgar, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns.